They're one of the last groups of people you'd expect to be agitating for change, but librarians from 1,500 libraries across the country are joining forces to push for reform. They want the nation's laws on copyright changed because without reform, they say, we're missing out on valuable information about our social history. And you wouldn't believe from who some of that information comes from. Jane Austen, Captain Cook, Mrs. Macquarie, Banjo Patterson, Henry Lawson, among others. That is quite an impressive list of people we're not hearing from. Sue McKerica is the CEO of ALIA, the Australian Library and Information Association, and she joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Patricia.
Sue, what's wrong with the current copyright laws?
Well, it's a very simple fix, actually. At the moment, we've got copyright laws that say that for published works, so that's books that were published, the copyright is 70 years after the death of the creator. But for unpublished works, so for letters, diaries, correspondence, all sorts of things like that, it's perpetual copyright. And so all these wonderful treasures that sit in our libraries, in our galleries, in our museums, that are manuscripts and documents, cannot be accessed, cannot be digitised and put on the web because of a tangled copyright regime.
What's holding it up? It seems to me, you just describing that scenario to me, really simple, but why hasn't it happened?
Well, copyright law needs a major overhaul, and I think I wouldn't like to be in the Attorney General's position of trying to organise that. So this very simple change has kind of got caught up in a whole heap of other changes. But as we say, this is a really simple thing. It could be fixed very quickly, and we'd really like to see that minor change made, and then we could release all this wonderful material.
I imagine you've been lobbying the Attorney General, George Brandis, and what has he said?
Well, we've been lobbying the Attorney General, or certainly that department, for 3 years on copyright law reform. The Australian Law Reform Commission did a big report on it last year. There is an opportunity for the Australian government to respond to that in September, and we would love to think that the Attorney General would just pay attention to this particular aspect and maybe give us that gift in September when he makes a response.
How much unpublished information is sitting in Australia's libraries?
It's hard to give you a figure, but I can tell you that just in the National Library of Australia, there are approximately 2 million unpublished works in the collection. And over half of those are what's called orphan works, which means that the owner can't be traced. So there's no possibility of trying to find them to give the copyright permission.
So we're talking about just so much gold.
Millions of records. So another example, the State Library of South Australia collection includes all the records of the Holden Motor Company. And that's all things like correspondence and engineering design drawings dating from 1853. That's a national treasure, really. But because it's now in the hands of General Motors, a deed of agreement means that actually they can only use those works for private use and study. And yet, if it came within the terms of published works, we'd be able to put some of that material on the web and students in schools across Australia could actually use that.
Before I let you go, you're so dedicated to this. Librarians around the country are going to be baking. Is that right?
We decided that the least contentious aspect of all these papers and diaries were the magnificent recipes included in those papers. So we're asking people to cook for copyright on the 31st of July. One of the recipes comes from James Cook, Captain James Cook, and it's for carrot marmalade, which apparently is fantastic for curing scurvy.
Which, of course, we're all still suffering. Thank you so much, Sue, for your time.
Thank you, Patricia.
And that's Sue McKerica, who's the CEO of ALIA, the Australian Library and Information Association. And if you want to join the campaign and bake an old recipe, you can go to the FAIR website to pick a recipe for things like a Victoria sponge, a fruitcake, potato puffs and a few others and, you know, cure your scurvy if you're suffering that or consumption, which I always thought was an amazing, amazing illness. We've got the details all on the RN Drive website, so all you need to do is go to that. And you can also listen to lots of our stories there too. Lots of stuff on the RN Drive website.